Meseches Peah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zayin, 4-7. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that the harvest has to be done by a Jew in order for the obligations of Peah, like in Shecha, to kick in. So that's based on the Psukim that talk about Kutzrichem, your reaping, or Ktzircha, your harvest, which are the words that are used in describing the mitzvahs of Peah, like in Shecha. So another entity that is not considered to be you or your of the Pasuk will be the Beis HaMikdash. If the Beis HaMikdash owns property and that property has grain growing on it, etc., that grain is exempt from Matanas Laniyim, the gifts of the poor, such as Peah, Lekeh, and Shicha, because the Beis HaMikdash is not included in Ktzircha, your harvest, or Kutzrichem, your reaping. And therefore, the Mishnah says, Hikdish kama ufada kama. If a person is Makdish, that is to say, he consecrates his property and gives it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash now becomes the rightful owner of the standing grain, the field, and then it has its ability to auction off and sell that grain or field. Or a person himself could redeem the field back from the Beis HaMikdash, paying its fair share, and actually, if he redeems his own field, he adds an extra 25% to the fair price of the purchase. In a case, when he redeems that field, with money, so then it's deconsecrated and becomes his all over again. So, if he's makdish while it's standing grain prior to the beginning of the harvesting, and he's poda, he redeems it again from the Beis HaMikdash kama while it's still standing grain, then when he gets around to actually harvesting the field, chayev, it will be chayev in peah, leket, and shecha. That is to say that one might have thought, since the Beis HaMikdash for a time owned the field, for some reason will be exempt from the different gifts to the poor. But that is incorrect. When he gets around to harvesting it, even though he had temporarily given it to Beis HaMikdash, before redeeming it, it will be chayev in peah, leket, and shecha when he does harvest it. Amaran ufada amaran. If he already harvested it, and now he had made it into sheaves, he'd bundled it in the field, and those bundles were sitting there after the ostensible obligation of peah and leket had already come and gone, and now it's waiting to be collected in, and when it's finally collected into the single, you know, threshing floor, it'll be chayev in the mitzvah of shicha. But along the way, he was podet. That is to say, he was podet after the harvest happened and prior and bundling happened and prior to bringing in those bundles. Then chayev. Then those bundles are chayev in shicha because when he collects them, it already had been harvested by a Jew. And it was previously obligated in Peah Leket. He can't sort of retroactively make that obligation disappear just because he gave it to the Beis HaMikdash after he did the reaping of the field. However, kama ufada amaran, if he is makdish, he consecrates his field, giving it to the Beis HaMikdash while still standing grain. And then when he poda, when he redeems it, it's already in sheaves. That is to say that when was it harvested? It was harvested under the auspices and under the ownership of the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Beis HaMikdash or its agent did the harvesting and the reaping of the field, so that would have been the time when Peah and Leket would have been applicable. However, because it's the Beis HaMikdash's property at that time, and that doesn't fulfill the obligation of Kutzircha or Kutzrichem, so then the obligations of Shicha as well as Leket and Peah will not be applicable. And therefore it says, Patura, they feel to be exempt from all those gifts. Why? Shebesh'as chovasa, because of the time when it would have been obliged in the mitzvahs of Peah, Leket, and Shecha, Haisa Patura, it was exempt because it was not owned by an individual Jew, but rather by the Beis HaMikdash.